And now, live from the Daniel Scappin Studio, deep in the foothills of the North Georgia Mountains, it's Mike Malloy.
Good evening, truth seekers. It's Wednesday night on the Malloy program. I am, of course, Bob Kincaid. The Malloys are away for the week, enjoying a bit of a Thanksgiving break, much deserved and much needed, and hopefully having much fun with families and loved ones in this the beginning of the holiday season for as we round out 2015. It is the 25th day of November. And I've got a message for the to begin the program. A special hello from Blue Tribe Coffee to all you Bob Kincaid listeners, and you know who you are. We've been a sponsor of the Mike Malloy Show for 1 year now. If you haven't checked out our coffee selections before, go to bluetribecoffee.com and see what we have in store for you. From our delicious premium gourmet blend to our single origin Pacolum selection, not sure what to try? Test the waters with our Blue Tribe sampler pack, which includes our most popular selections. Thanks, Malloy and Kincaid listeners. Signed, David, founder and owner of Blue Tribe Coffee. And I'm a decaf guy. I got to try it myself. I'm looking forward to it. So over in our little corner of the internet, Wednesdays are special things, just like Wednesday is special on the Malloy program. Over there on the Horn, we call it Prayer Meeting Wednesday because, well, that's what it was when I was growing up in the Southern Baptist cult. Mm-hmm. It was special, you know. There was fellowship hall Wednesday night prayer meeting dinner. Oh, it was lovely. The little old blue-haired ladies outdid themselves week in and week out. And so we'll try a little prayer meeting Wednesday fun for this evening. And it may be not quite what you're used to, but oh, glory, brethren and sistren, it is prayer meeting Wednesday. Ha! Glory, amen, hallelujah, on the Malloy program. Amen and amen. I tell you what, brethren and sistren, we have chased the deacons in from the parking lot where they were smoking with the sinners, in through the vestibule, down past that 20-year-old bowl of desiccated butter mints, and they're waiting right here by the altar. They are awaiting, the deacons are. So I'm a calling on you, brethren and sister, in glory, hallelujah, amen. I am calling on you to get up off of your seat and on to your feet. And come on out and come on down that blood-red aisle and fall, glory, hallelujah, fall upon your knees at the altar. Lay your hands upon the subwoofer and feel the healing rays of common sense a-flowing through you from the server on high. I am Archpope, Uber Rabbi, Ultimate Imam, Venerated Vicar, Antagonized Agnostic, Animated Animist, Bob Kincaid, and it is Prayer Meeting Wednesday in the Cathedral. How? Amen. Amen of common sense. Mercy dotes and tozy dotes and little lambsy divey, I kill it divey too. Wouldn't you? Wouldn't you? I love you. Amen. Amen. Oh, brethren and sistren, we got amazing tales of faith for you this very evening. We do tales of heroic faith in action. And let's start, shall we? Amen. Hallelujah. Let's start by taking a trip down to Georgie. Georgie on my mind. How? Amen. It was down in Georgia where Diana Franklin's faith has been put to the test, because as we know, all you have to do is listen to people like pastor, brother, governor, reverend, presidential candidate, diabetes, snake oil cure salesman, Mike Huckabee, and Rafaelito Eduardo Cruz, anointed future king of America, son of Rafael Eduardo Cruz. All you got to do is listen to these men of God. Amen. Listen to them, and they will tell you that Christianity all across this Shire Nation is under attack. Persecution runs rampant, and yea, verily, I'm here to tell you, brethren and sistren, there's a persecuting Diana Franklin down in Georgia. Had about enough of him? Okay, good, me too. I feel all icky when I do him. It's one of those bleach shower kind of things. No, really, Diana Franklin down in Georgia, she's a good, God-fearing, upstanding, Bible-believing, Christ-centered, evangelical, fundamentalist Christian, and she's a homeschooler. Absolutely. She homeschooled her daughter because you can't be sending, we can't be sending our precious children the arrows in our Christian quivers. We can't be sending them to the heathen public schools. No, we can't. We have to keep them home and homeschool them and teach them about how Jesus rode to church every Sunday on his blessed dinosaur. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Mm-hmm. We have to teach them about how Lewis and Clark discovered the Germans bombing Pearl Harbor. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And on the third day, God created the Remington bolt-action rifle so that man could fight the dinosaurs and the homosexuals.
Amen.
Amen. And that's what Diana Franklin was doing. She was just trying to get her daughter to learn. She'd take her to Civil War reenactments, don't you know? She certainly would. But sometimes Diana Franklin's, well, her daughter would not be godly enough to suit Diana Franklin. That's when she would deny water to her young daughter for days at a time, in the name of Jesus. That's why, among other things, at one point in time when her daughter, 15 years old, threatened to run away, Diana Franklin put a small caliber freedom protecting pistol gun up against her daughter's head so that she could learn the errors of her way. Amen. Amen. She told her daughter, "Now listen here, girlie. We got 73 acres of land outside of Butler, Georgia here, and I can bury your body on it, and ain't nobody ever gonna find you in the name of Jesus." I told you they were persecuting Diana Franklin. They did. They indicted her, and they tried her. It just like they tried Jesus. Mm-hmm. And she was found guilty this week on 28 counts of child abuse. Good, God-fearing, upstanding, Bible-believing child abuse. Among other things, let's see, she would make her daughter lie naked on her stomach for beatings with a strap or the buckle of a belt. Because, you know, spare the strap and the belt buckle and spoil the child. It says it right there in the book. Mm-hmm. Don't you just feel inspired by evangelical, fundamentalist Christianity? The grace and peace that passeth all understanding. Yeah. It's Prayer Meeting Wednesday on the Malloy Program. I'm Bob Kincaid. We'll be back.
Hi, Truth Seekers. Mike Malloy here. Are you a type A personality and can't seem to relax or quiet your busy mind? Maybe you're overwhelmed by stress or tension and have problems sleeping or suffer from seasonal sadness. Well, I've got good news. Inside HT has a 13-year-long proven track record of beating anxiety, sadness, sleeplessness, and stress and restoring well-being. Inside HT contains cocoa flavonoids that support brain function and restore emotional balance. Now, don't take my word for it. This is what a longtime Insight user had to say. Quote, I've used Insight HT for over 10 years now to help calm down negative mental self-talk that often worked me into a frenzy. The constant, repetitious thoughts were just exhausting. When I take Insight HT, those thoughts disappear into the background so I can feel calmer and think more clearly. End quote. So try Insight HT today. Get a special price with my discount code, M-I-K-E, when you visit novanutrients.com or click on the Insight HT ad at mikemalloy.com. Don't worry. Be happy.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to report a bear sighting.
Location?
In the forest near the side of the road.
No need for alarm, sir. The forest is where bears live.
But this was no ordinary bear.
No ordinary bear?
Yeah, one second I'm having a smoke taken in the view. Next thing I know, I am face to face with Smokey Bear.
Let me guess, Smokey had a tip for you.
He did. He must have seen me toss my cigarette on the ground. He told me never to do that because it only takes one spark to start a wildfire.
He's a smart bear. Did you know that 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans? That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
That's what Smokey said. I had no idea.
That's why Smokey's famous, and you're not.
Good point.
If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference, because 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Today, my new dad and I shot off a rocket in the park.
Today, my new son and I failed to shoot off a rocket.
He knew exactly what to do.
I had no clue what I was doing.
We set up the rocket.
Hit
ignition. And then?
And then nothing. Sometimes I laugh when I'm frustrated.
Then out of nowhere, the rocket launched into the air.
The rocket did get into the air.
I've never seen anything fly so high.
And then crashed into a kite.
Look out! Look out!
And then the pond.
I'll never forget that day.
Even if I tried.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
I'm a millennial.
And I'm sorry. We're self-centered. We're entitled. And immature.
And we're super sorry about that.
If only we could be more like our parents.
Yeah, the baby boomers. You guys were great.
60s counterculture. Psychedelic drugs. You tried your best. You insisted we all go to college, and now we're the most educated generation in American history. 90% of the jobs created since 2009 are part-time. But let's be honest, we just don't like hard work. Oh, and we're really sorry about messing up those two wars you guys started. Sorry so many of our friends died.
We're really sorry we suck so much.
I mean, it's not like we jacked up college tuition prices or
destroyed the manufacturing industry.
Started 2 quagmire wars.
Gutted the unions.
Destroyed the global economy. And left our offspring with an environmentally devastated planet stripped of its natural resources. So on behalf of all the millennials, we'd like to apologize for being so terrible. From now on, we're going to be just like the baby boomers. You nailed it.
Down here.
people that you made in your image, see them starving on their feet, cause they don't get enough to eat from God.
21 minutes past the hour, and a quick program note. Last night, I had scheduled my good friend Steve Trash, the rockin' eco hero, to appear on the program. But Steve is such a magnificent magician, he made himself disappear into his van when it began having troubles. Eat your heart out, David Blaine. But Steve's going to be with us in the second hour, and I'm looking forward to the conversation, and I think you're going to enjoy it too. Among other things, Steve has an album out. It's called The Green Album. Yeah. And we'll be talking about that and talking about how he tries to reach out and change the future via magic in the hearts of children. And grown-ups and all kinds of people. Now, since it is Prayer Meeting Wednesday, I don't want to leave anybody out. And, well, the three monotheistic religions, as Mike has noted on a number of occasions, the three monotheistic religions are primarily the organizations that have made the greatest mess out of the entire planet. So, to begin with, we had an example from good, God-fearing, upstanding, Bible-believing, Christ-centered, evangelical, fundamentalist Christianity. Well, how about that other great monotheistic religion? How about Islam? Yeah. Our dear friends, our partners in peace, the Saudi Arabians, have decided in the name of the state and in the name of Islam to murder a poet. Charming. Remember, we're engaged in a conflict in Western Asia, renamed at some point in the 20th century the Middle East. Middle of what? Don't know. But we're engaged in a conflict there, and we're fighting a brutal gang of headloppers called ISIS. And one of our allies in that desperate struggle for the soul of civilization itself, not really, is our good friends, the good headloppers, the royal and serene, majestic, noble, graciousness, House of Ibn Saud. And, of course, Saudi Arabia, like I said, has decided to lop the head off of a poet. We're talking, of course, about Ashraf Fayyad. The judgment has been handed down, the judgment of execution on a charge of renouncing Islam and encouraging atheism. Yeah, atheism, right. Now, what happened is because Ashraf Fayyad is a Palestinian man, he has a lot of existential stuff to get off of his chest, as any Palestinian would, and he began writing about it. Initially, he was sentenced to 4 years in prison and 800 lashes. You remember this part of the story. Well, the judgment has since been handed down. He's been sentenced to death by a Saudi Arabian court, which, of course, is packed with Wahhabist extremists. That's the extreme 18th century version of Islam that props up the royal and noble, serene, majestic graciousness of the House of Ibn Saud, the kingdom. He denied the accusations against him, Mr. Fayyad did. He told the court that he's a faithful Muslim. It all stems from a book that he wrote called Instructions Within. He said it was just about me being a Palestinian refugee, about cultural and philosophical issues. But the religious extremists explained it as destructive ideas against God. Kind of makes you worry. Kind of makes you wonder, doesn't it? This almighty creator of the universe and everything that's in it is so pitiful and pusillanimous that he can't, it can't, she can't, I don't know, even withstand the grief-stricken cries of one of his own creatures who happens to be a Palestinian. Yeah. Because God is love, y'all. Sure he is. This is the Malloy Program. We'll be back.
You might know how to be with fire. But did you know of the murder committed?
Hi, True Seekers. Kathy Malloy here. We know you stay up late listening to this program, so whether you need that extra push to keep it lit until midnight or help you wake up early after a late night battling the flying monkey right, Blue Tribe Coffee is a delicious way to begin your day smiling or end your day screaming. With 6 special blends to choose from, including the new decaffeinated variety, you can be sure to enjoy the perfect cup every time. Buy a single bag or mix and match your order to create your perfect custom combination. Order 3 or more bags and they ship free. I've had the pleasure of drinking this coffee and you won't find a better organic shade-grown coffee anywhere. Right now, the select variety is on sale for only $11.98 for a 17.6-ounce bag. Even better, the owner of the company is a loyal Malloy True Seeker, so you are supporting this program with each bag you purchase when you visit bluetribecoffee.com/Malloy and enter the discount code True Seeker. Click on their ad at mikemalloy.com and start or end your day deliciously.
Hi, True Seekers. Mike Malloy here. You know, the weather's getting colder, which leaves us vulnerable to the cracking, chafing, and itching of dry, irritated skin. Fortunately, our family has found a natural solution to this uncomfortable condition from Healin' Hollers. 2 solutions, actually. Lemon hemp cream and whipped shea mint cream. The whipped shea mint cream is also an excellent deep conditioner for your hair and dry, itchy scalp. It's a much better dandruff treatment than the expensive commercial chemical concoctions cooked up in a lab. Healin' Hollers is a little home-based business in the Ozarks, not a corporation. Each batch of these creams is handmade using organic ingredients they compound themselves, so you can be sure of their purity and quality. The good folks at Healin' Hollers are committed supporters of this program and are committed to producing the best herbal products to serve your health. Visit healin-hollers.com or click on their ad at mikemalloy.com and enjoy soft, smooth skin all winter long.
It's Thursday night and you're grabbing drinks with some friends. Started off with a pitcher for the table, which quickly becomes 2. There's pool. And there's the photo booth.
All right, everybody squeeze in. Say cheese!
Followed naturally by an order of wings. And another.
Can we get some extra ranch sauce?
Then there's the ceremonial nightcap.
So what are we doing this weekend?
And lastly, it's back to the car, which, if you're buzzed... could be the most expensive night of your life. Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
When I was little, I didn't talk for a long time. I liked things to always be the same. Anything new or different would scare and upset me. I was very sensitive to lights and sounds. It was almost like I had bigger eyes and ears than everyone else. So I built secret hiding places where nothing could get in. I didn't like looking people in the eye. It made me feel uncomfortable. I'd throw big tantrums over little things, like when my socks didn't match. Sometimes I do the same things over and over. Until one day, I found out I had autism. My family got me help. Slowly, I learned how to live with it better.
You can see signs of autism in children as young as 18 months. Early intervention can make a lifetime of difference. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Hey, America. We need to have a little talk. We've got more food in our country than we know what to do with. Food at the grocery store and food in the vending machines, fast food, health food, and seafood. We've got so much food that anything people don't buy, we just throw out. Yet 17 million kids in America struggle with hunger. That ain't right. Luckily, the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks has volunteers gathering excess food and getting it to hungry kids. They're kind of like food angels. Yeah, I made that up. It's kind of catchy. Hello, people. This isn't rocket science. We could solve hunger today. To start, become a food angel yourself by supporting Feeding America in your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. That's a website. Duh. We can't do it without your help. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
It may be hard to believe, but people just like you are already saving money. FeedThePig.org makes it easy. Their simple savings plan teaches you how to start saving without going overboard. So you don't need to ditch the car and start rollerblading to work.
I look ridiculous.
You look ridiculous!
You don't need to start foraging wild berries.
I was skeptical, but these are actually pretty good.
You don't need to sell your organs on the black market.
Lie back. This is gonna hurt.
Yeah, that hurts.
You don't need to rent out your apartment to drifters.
I made a fire with the wood in your bedroom.
That's my dresser!
And your closet door.
You just need an internet connection. Don't get left behind. Start your personal savings plan with the tips and tools on feedthepig.org. That way, you don't need to sell all your belongings and live in a commune.
These dungarees belong to all of us now, Tom.
Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
You know, I never realized that a Kiss song sounded a little bit like the beginning of Freebird. Hi, I'm Bob Kincaid, filling in for the Malloys this Thanksgiving week. Mike and Kathy will be back on Monday to everyone's great delight. Mine as well. In the meantime, when things do go back to normal on Monday, just a general reminder, if you want, you can check out my ordinary program, which is a little bit different than this approach. You can check it out from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That would be 3 to 6 Pacific. Over at headonradionetwork.com. You can also look me up on TuneIn, Stitcher, things like that. So consider it an open invitation to one and all. So nobody gets a pass on Prayer Meeting Wednesday. We've got two out of the three great monotheistic troublemakers listed thus far. How's about we go for the trifecta, shall we? Do let's. So the third Hunger Games movie is out now. Now, I've seen the first two, and I was particularly partial to the first one simply because it was District 12, was it, dear? Yeah. District 12, it's a very dystopian, futuristic vision of pretty obviously Appalachia, where I live. And frankly, there are elements of District 12 that will be true long before the distant future that movie contemplates. The film series centers on Katniss Everdeen, yes, and her exploits. And she's played by Jennifer Lawrence, and Jennifer Lawrence and Katniss Everdeen are, of course, females. And we all know that in the great monotheistic religion, women folk ain't nothing but trouble. Just got sin all over them. Just sinful, sinful, nasty, filthy, dirty, ugly, ruined. What, you know, if you go in for the monotheistic religions, women are why we can't have nice things. See, this is another moment that I'm glad we're not doing video because, well, if looks could kill, what Agnes just sent my way would have me in a basket. Enter our other partners in peace, Israel. So the third in the Hunger Games series, what is it, Mockingjay? Is that it? Yeah. Catching Fire. I don't know. Anyway, the third in the series is out. And, of course, it features a lot of flamey-looking stuff on the poster. And there is Jennifer Lawrence, Academy Award winner, Jennifer Lawrence, from Kentucky, no less, holding, you know, with her bowstring drawn, looking for all the world reminiscent of Roman Diana or Greek Artemis. Wasn't that the goddess that was always shown with a bow? Yeah, Diana and Artemis are the same goddess. Yeah. Well, that's intolerable in the theocracy that is Israel. I mean, they can pretend to be a democracy. They can pretend to be an open society, but they're not. Consider, if you will, Israel actually has segregated busing, where the dirty, filthy, sin-covered women people can't. Do you remember the story where a plane bound from New York to Tel Aviv was delayed for hours because there were some devout, upstanding, Torah-believing, Yahweh-centered, religiously ultra-Orthodox weirdos who refused to sit next to the filthy, 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 disgusting, dirty, nasty, ugly, yucky, icky, women? Yeah. More of that. So the theocrats in Israel have demanded, and by God, the distributor has acquiesced, they've demanded that the movie posters with that filthy, disgusting, ugly, nasty, yucky, icky, hateful, bleh, 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 female thing, Jennifer Lawrence on it, be removed from the sight of anyone in Israel. And again, we're back to that part of the Ten Commandments with Yul Brynner playing Ramses, where he says, "Let no longer the name of Moses be spoken in the land of Egypt." Right? Yeah, I just love that line. Yul Brynner had two great Moses lines, one in The King and I and one in the Ten Commandments. The other was, "Moses, Moses, Moses, who is this Moses? I am thinking this Moses shall have been a fool." Yes. But anyway, so thanks to the ultra-Orthodox theocrats, the image of sin-covered, filthy, fully clothed Jennifer Lawrence has been removed so that no one will have their delicate male God-centered eyes violated by the vision of her not covered from head to foot and maybe probably in a beekeeper suit. No. This isn't the third Hunger Games movie. This is the fourth one. Yeah, okay. Because in the story I'm looking at, depictions of the female figure make many ultra-Orthodox Jews uncomfortable and angry. Angry? Really? Angry? Not my religion, I guess. I mean, the PR firm working on the Hunger Games account said, we discovered that public posters with the image of a female are often torn down in Jerusalem, while B'nai B'rak does not allow posters with female images. So, now this is just a general sort of caveat. The next time you hear, whether you're scanning across the television or maybe the radio or, oh God, tomorrow's Thanksgiving, isn't it? Oh, Jesus. So when you're cranky old uncle or aunt sitting at the Thanksgiving table says, "Yeah, I don't know what we're. I don't want these Muslims and their Sharia law in America. You know that one in our White House is a secret Muslim, and I don't want no Islam because the Muslims hates the women's." You can say, "Uncle Harry, go take a nap." Or better yet, you can say, "Uncle Harry, did you know that in Israel, they hate the female form so much that they won't allow a poster of a movie with Jennifer Lawrence on it, fully clothed, to even appear in public?" Yeah, they're not Muslims, Uncle Harry. No. I mean, that's that Judeo-Christian heritage that we celebrate. So, well, I mean, we don't, I don't, you probably don't, but that is bruited about so much all over the country. It's not, by any stretch of the imagination, it is not just the fundamentalist, gundamentalist Muslims who have a problem with women. No, no. Christians have a problem with it. Remember, evangelical fundamentalists in this country are constantly reinforcing that verse from the New Testament that says that it is the job of women to shut up in church, for their voice is an affront unto the ears of Almighty God. And if a woman has any questions in church, she needs to just shut right the heck up and stay silent till she can go home and ask her husband, at which time he will also tell her in the name of Jesus to shut up too and stop asking questions and where's my ham sandwich. You know, when you consider stuff like this, it amazes me that anybody in the world still wants anything to do with religion at all. How hateful this is. How just plain mean-spirited. Why? Why would you want anything to do with it? I mean, really? We've got a 15-year-old girl beaten and deprived of food and water and threatened with a gun in the name of Jesus. We've got a head being cut off a poet in the name of Allah. And we've got posters being torn down in Israel in the name of Ichwech. Because God is love, y'all. Prayer meeting Wednesday on the Malloy program. We'll go away for a couple of minutes and come back. I'm Bob Kincaid, in for Mike.
Truth Seekers, it's Molly Malloy. If you have kids, you know they can be picky eaters. Lots of mac and cheese and pizza. Green leafy vegetables, not so much. I want to tell you about another great product from Nova Nutrients. It's called Nutramin Pure, and it's specially formulated from all natural plant-based ingredients to make sure growing kids get all the minerals they need for healthy development. Nutramin Pure provides all the prebiotics, calcium, and other essential minerals that might be missing from their diets. Even better, Nutramin Pure is a dissolvable powder, so there's no pill to swallow, and it doesn't have that bitter, chalky taste of many other mineral drinks that kids don't like. You can mix it in fruit juice or hot chocolate, and your kid won't even know it's there. Shh, we can keep it our little secret. Visit NovaNutrients.com or click on their ad at MikeMalloy.com and make sure that special child in your life has everything they need to grow and succeed.
Welcome back to The Cat Show. Up next, we have Nico. Nico is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right. A group known especially for their sunspot sleeping, ball chasing, leg rubbing, couch purring, bed leaping, and of course, companionship.
Wonderful. And what breed would you say Nico is?
I'd have to go with a tabbyish Persian kind of mix.
Tremendous cat.
I'd also like to point out her coat's wonderful mix of colors. Is it black, gray, black, brown?
Somewhere in between.
Indeed.
You know, it's always special when we get to see a cat like this.
Just look how she struts.
It's like she owns the place.
And how she's so incredibly cute in her indifference to commands.
A strong-willed feline.
Ah, and see how she curls up and cuddles her person.
The pitch on her purring is simply perfect.
Nice one.
I know. Fantastic cat.
Fantastic indeed. But really the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Nico is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Kelly Clarkson, and I've toured the country dozens of times, and there's one thing every state has in common: childhood hunger. The sad truth is that 17 million kids don't know where their next meal is coming from, or if it's even coming at all. Yet there are billions of pounds of surplus food around the country at farms and warehouses that could help end this injustice. But all that food is useless if it doesn't get where it needs to go. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks gathers surplus food and gets it to hungry kids before it goes to waste. But they can't do it without your help. Join me in supporting Feeding America and your local food bank. Find out how at feedingamerica.org. Together we can solve hunger. Together we're Feeding America.
To help solve hunger in your community and to find your local food bank, visit feedingamerica.org. That's feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
I wasn't prepared to be a caregiver to Mom. But a little over a year ago, we realized she couldn't take care of herself without our help. And, well, how could I not be there for her? I had no idea how hard it would be and just what I would need to know. Things I never thought of, like how to improve her mood and, even for me, ways to stay positive. Luckily, I found the Caregiving Resource Center from AARP. It had articles about the basics that got me started, but also information about the hurdles I was facing in this new role. I could even connect with experts and hear from others who had been in my place. I know this road we're on isn't an easy one, but I'm really happy to have the extra help for her and for me. Caregiving Resource Center at aarp.org/caregiving. Articles, tips, and tools to help you both care for your loved one and care for yourself. This message is brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Ten minutes before the hour on this church night on the Malloy program. I'm Bob Kincaid, and, goodness me. Over on the horn a couple of weeks back, we talked about a truly horrifying case arising out of the worship of the brown-skinned Palestinian day laborer and itinerant semi-literate rabbi named Yeshua. And it is moving toward resolution. This is the story of a pair of brothers. 17-year-old Lucas and 19-year-old Christopher Leonard. This past October, in a counseling session that lasted 14 hours, were beaten about the abdomen, genitals, back, and thighs. And Christopher was beaten so long and so hard that, in the name of Jesus, he finally died. He was beaten by members of the church. He was beaten at the instigation of the consecrated and anointed pastor. Oh, yes. The purpose of the 14-hour counseling session, otherwise known as murder, was to get them to confess their sins and seek forgiveness. I'm sorry, it was Lucas who died. Lucas was 19, Christopher was 17. And they only stopped counseling him because he got all dead. Mm-hmm. This was the Word of Life Christian Church. Mm-hmm. Indicted were Bruce Leonard, the boy's father, their half-sister, Sarah Ferguson. No, 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 not that Sarah Ferguson. That's a different set of evil, you know, House of Windsor and all of that. And Linda Morey and her son, David Morey. Now, bear in mind, at some point in time, especially the preacher, Pastor Tiffany Irwin, well, she'll plead religious persecution. She'll say that, I'm speculating, I admit, but I'm pretty sure she'll say that she was just doing what the Lord commanded. I did a little follow-up reading on this. You know what the grave sin of Lucas Leonard was? He wanted to leave the church. He wanted to leave the Word of Life Christian Church. He wanted free of it. He wanted away from it. And they killed him for that while his baby brother watched and was himself beaten into unconsciousness. Now, again, the next time, and maybe it'll be tomorrow at the Thanksgiving table, we gather together to eat the dry turkey. When Uncle Emery and Aunt Marveline sit down at the table and start talking about those Muslims and how they're barbarians, well, you will be ready, truth seeker, because you can tell them about Lucas Leonard, who just wanted to leave a church and paid for that with his young life. You'll be ready for that. Just as Mr. Fayyad, sitting in some godforsaken serene, majestic, royal, noble, graciousness, hellhole of a prison, awaiting the separation of his head from his shoulders in the name of Allah, was convicted of wanting to leave Islam. Well, Tiffany Irwin, or Tracy Irwin, and Tiffany Irwin, and Joseph and Daniel Irwin, and Linda Morey, and David Morey, and Sarah Ferguson, and Bruce Leonard. Well, they didn't even bother with the niceties of a religious kangaroo court. Or maybe that's what the counseling session was. Because the one thing that organized religion cannot tolerate is the idea that the sleeper would awaken and recognize the nightmare in which he or she has been trapped. Because that'll be the end of it all. It may be apocryphal, but, you know, P.T. Barnum is said to have said there's a sucker born every minute. That, friends and neighbors, truth seekers, that is how religion survives. We'll be back.
Hey, Truth Seekers, it's Mike Malloy. Have you tried Blue Tribe Coffee? It's a small-batch, organic, premium coffee from the Chiapas Mountains in southern Mexico that's roasted at 7,000 feet. Chiapas is also a home of the heavily sought-after Elephant Maragohipe coffee bean. Whether you select the espresso, premium, gourmet, or single community blend, each variety is every bit as delicious as it sounds. Blue Tribe Coffee operates locally in a small mountain town, so when you purchase these premium beans, you can be sure that a larger percentage of your money is reaching the local community farmers. Historically, these hard workers have been exploited and unfairly paid in the coffee chain of production. And remember, the owner of Blue Tribe Coffee is a devoted Malloy truth seeker. So with each order, you are supporting the local farmers, this program, and enjoying an exceptional cup of organic coffee at a bargain price. Don't wait. For a limited time, you can use the code TRUTHSEEKER to get a special discount when you visit BlueTribeCoffee.com or click on their ad at MikeMalloy.com and place your order today.
Do you think you won't be able to make your next credit card payments? Or have you already missed a few payments? Have you thought about getting one of those quick loans to make up those payments? At Family Financial, we firmly believe that replacing debt with more debt is not the solution. We are a nonprofit organization that for more than 20 years has helped thousands of individuals like you eliminate their credit card debt. If you qualify, Family Financial will contact your creditors to establish an affordable payment plan, negotiate lower interest rates and minimum payments, bring your accounts current, and stop those annoying collection calls, saving you thousands of dollars in interest. Our certified counselors will work for you, not for the creditors. Why wait until your debt gets out of hand? Call Family Financial now. 877-789-4167. 877-789-4167. 877-789-4167. 877-789-4167. Not available in all states. Results may vary. Not a loan company.
Welcome back to the Malloy Program, Truth Seekers, for this 25th day of November 2015, the evening before Thanksgiving. And a little treat this hour. We'll be talking with my good friend Steve Trash in just a moment. A quick message, though. A special hello from Blue Tribe Coffee to all you Bob Kincaid listeners. We've been a sponsor of the Mike Malloy Show for 1 year now. If you haven't checked out our coffee selections before, go to BlueTribeCoffee.com and see what we have in store for you. From our delicious premium gourmet blend to our single-origin Pocolum selection, not sure what to try? Well, test the waters with our Blue Tribe Sampler Pack, which includes our most popular selections. Thanks, Malloy and Kincaid listeners. And that's from David, the founder and owner of Blue Tribe Coffee. Try it. You'll love it. So, as I said, Steve Trash is a very dear friend of mine, and he is a rockin' eco-hero, a master magician extraordinaire, and he and I go back a very, very long way in time to back in a time when, well, we probably both had more hair and more energy and, well, maybe a little less wisdom. But Steve is a man of many talents beyond magic, and, well, he's a musician as well with a wonderful new album out called The Green Album. Let's bring him on now. Steve, it's awful good to talk to you.
Hey, Bob, you made me giggle, actually. Yeah, I definitely have a lot less hair and, oh, Lord, I hope a little more wisdom than I had when we were kids together.
It's the wisdom thing that proves to be the ongoing challenge on this end, at least.
Well, you know what they say is the older you get, the more you know you don't know, and that's what means you're getting wiser, because it's absolutely the case with me, because I just don't know anything.
Because we're talking with folks who may not know you or your work, let's talk a little bit about how you go about getting your message across. I remember way, way back when you were first getting into magic, and even then I was sitting there, how's he do that? And that, of course, that's how it's supposed to work. But along the way, maybe tell folks why, in addition to falling in love with magic, you also developed very early on a deep and abiding concern about the well-being of the planet on which we live and we as people living on it. Where did that all come from, Steve?
Well, I think what you said is probably true, that really early on, it was my dad was a forester and my mother was a teacher. And I don't know if your listeners know this, but you and I grew up in Alabama. I moved away like you, but I moved back to Alabama about 20 years ago. And I spend, if I'm not touring, I spend a lot of time in the woods. I just like being in the woods. And I realized that I could share that passion that I have for the natural world, making up magic tricks. And the name Steve Trash actually came. So here's the thing. I graduated with a degree in theater, and 2 days later, I'm living in New York City, and I want to try to be a professional entertainer, so I'm looking for ways to make that happen. So I started street performing, you know, doing busking and basically doing magic tricks and passing the hat. And in the middle 80s, New York City was a very dirty city, and I discovered that people would give me things. They'd pick up something off trash off the side of the street and say, hey, could you do a magic trick with this? And if I could, I would make more money, because it was sort of almost like a challenge effect. You know, can you make this bubblegum wrapper disappear? Can you make that bottle cap float in the air, kind of thing? And in the back of my mind, it had been sort of tracking around, can you create something to take magic tricks to the next level, something with a little soul, something with a little guts. Because to be honest, magic is really beautiful, but it's a one-trick pony. You only really have one thing, and that's just simply the deception or the misdirection of the mind. And I wanted to try to take that and combine it with my passion for recycling and for the environment and just for taking care of the planet that takes care of us. And so way back in 84, that's what I started doing.
It never ceases to amaze me, Steve. You've got a whole bunch of videos up on YouTube, and you took that beginning with just working with trash, junk.
Yeah.
And you've turned it into an entirely different genre of the prestidigitatory arts. Ooh, I get to use a big word.
Right, and I don't even know what that means.
but along the way, it has become, you've become a campaigner of sorts for recycling, for sustainability, for renewability. How do you interweave those two things, or three or four or five?
Really, very delicately, because in the final analysis, I'm always an entertainer. And I'm always an educator. And I made very conscious decisions early on to talk about ecology as opposed to environmentalism. Environmentalism really has more political aspects. And I admire people that do that. But I'm really about sharing, how does the ecological world work? What are real renewable sources of energy, and just basically laying the science out there, but in either funny or magical or musical ways. Because I'm more about let's share that information in an entertaining way, because I have faith that people will make good decisions if they have good science. And the science of ecology is probably the most important science that we have, because the air and the land and the water are the things that support us. And we sometimes get this idea that we could exist without the air and the land and the water. Somehow we're, as human beings, we are separate from that. But we're not. And so I try to gently bring people back through being funny and doing magic tricks and music. And to be honest, I try to be as good as the best illusionist or as good as the best musician can possibly be, because I don't ever want the message to make the presentation mandy-pandy. Now, I'm not that great a musician, but I'm surrounded by great musicians, so it's okay.
Well, you are, for people who know the history of American rock and roll and soul and everything, you're in the beating heart of that genre there in the Shoals area of Alabama, where we both grew up. Now you get that message across, and this is one of the things that impresses me most about your work, Steve. You get that message across often by reaching out to children. Do you find that working with kids is a more open door to introducing ideas of ecology, renewability, sustainability than, say, people who are older and have already hardened their opinions?
Yeah, there's no question. And there actually, it's simply the way kids' brains are made, too. I mean, I have a really practical example of how much more open children are. So to your listeners, my name is Steve Trash, just like garbage, T-R-A-S-H. Automatically, when someone introduces me to children, they get the joke. They kind of say, oh, I get it. He's taking something bad that is trash and garbage, and he's making something kind of cool out of it, right? It doesn't require an enormous explanation for children to actually get the thing that I'm presenting. It takes adults much longer to figure out that I'm being a little puckish, you know, by naming myself Steve Trash, that I am going to look at garbage in a new way. You know, one of the basic premises of my entire show is that all garbage is a natural resource that we simply haven't been clever enough to use.
That is a brilliant observation and a brilliant idea. We're going to have to take a break, Steve. I hope you can, if you'll stick around through the break, and we're going to take a few seconds here and introduce folks to a cut from the new album, the Green Album. This is Green Lightning, and this is the Malloy Program.
You.
you'll hear her purr. She'll make no illusion.
Hi, Truth Seekers. It's Kathy Malloy. Mike and I are now both proud evangelists for Nova Joint. Nova Joint healed my hand pain, and now Mike takes it to knock out his knee pain. Here's what a listener from Santa Fe has to say about her experience. Quote, I am a 67-year-old woman who has played percussion in an African marimba band for 14 years. Plus, I am a paper engineer who hand cuts all the parts for my books. My hands have really taken a beating over the years, and my joints were freezing up and aching. I heard about Nova Joint on the Mike Malloy program. Kathy's testimonial about her improvement in her joints made me want to try this product. I am amazed. After 7 days of taking 2 tablets a day, I have no more pain and my hands are stronger and much more flexible. I can even open jar lids again. Thank you for this great product. End quote. True Seekers, you've heard the unbiased reviews. You've heard our personal stories. What are you waiting for? Visit NovaJoint.com and mention the discount code Mike and free yourself from joint pain forever.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
Your daughter just had her first breakup. Do you A, put yourself in her shoes?
How could he do this to you? And for Sheila, she has split ends.
B, console her.
Oh, sweetie, this is going to happen a lot. 4, maybe 5 more times before you get married.
C, take charge.
Got to get this all straightened out. Give a little talking to man, mano a mano. Hey, Steve. It's now a good time? No? Okay, no problem. Bye.
Or D, help her find a new boyfriend.
I know a great place to meet boys. The internet. Nice, single boys. Never mind. How about some ice cream?
As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Only in the forest can you see this. And this. And this. But nothing beats the moment you see that. That's your child's eyes opening up to a world of possibilities.
I didn't know it could do that!
Because one trip to the forest can spark a world of difference.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go, like hiking, canoeing, fishing, or camping. Or create your own adventure with family and friends, and you might just see this. Your moment's out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
We first opened about 10 years ago. We were small, just a few of us, but it was exciting. I always dreamt of having my own business. It was kind of slow at first, but things started picking up. We had big plans, but in our wildest dreams, we never thought we'd have this much work. Yeah, with so many businesses caught off guard by the storm, Reed Waste Management has never been busier.
What will become of your business after a disaster? Nearly two-thirds of businesses aren't prepared for an emergency, and 40% of businesses that experience a disaster never recover. Make an emergency plan now, before it's too late. For a free online tool that helps you develop an emergency plan to keep your business up and running should disaster strike, visit ready.gov/business. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, the American Red Cross, and the Ad Council.
One minutes past the hour on the Mike Malloy program for this 25th day of November 2015. I'm Bob Kincaid, and we're talking right now with a very dear old friend of mine, master magician, entertainer, educator, Steve Trash. Also the the artist behind the new Green album. Yeah, you thought it all ended with the White album. It didn't. The Green album is out now. Steve, how long was this album in the making?
My whole life. because as a kid, I loved music, but I really was more into magic tricks. Like every teenager, I picked up a guitar and I plucked away and I was only okay at it. And I always had a guitar kind of in the background, but I had spent 29 or 30 years touring the planet, creating illusions with ecological themes. And just one day I sort of had this revelation, there are people who don't like magic tricks and you're missing all of them. And I started thinking, okay, well, how could I reach them? And I thought, well, magic is a very, very universal language. I mean, I've been lucky enough to perform in Spain and Australia and Canada and Portugal and Japan and all of these cool places.
Everywhere but Antarctica, and you're booked there next year, right?
Yeah. Actually, I have worked above the Arctic Circle, and that's a really interesting story about how weird it is there. But the other universal language that I found is music. So I started sort of investigating because I have all of these friends that are part of the original part of the Muscle Shoals sound. They're professional session musicians that people pay to come into the recording studio and lay down tracks. And it kind of occurred to me, well, I know all of this stuff about solar energy, and I know all of this stuff about recycling, and I know all of this stuff about working with Mother Nature rather than against, and I'll bet I could fabricate some songs and then get professional musicians to make it sound good. Now, I have a cigar box guitar, and, I can pluck away at that, and I have a garage band, and I love putting loops together. It's probably, if I'm just goofing around, I'll be putting sound loops together. And so the Green album came out of that idea of, I'm going to bring some real professional musicians in to a real recording studio. We recorded at the Nut House, and Jimmy Nut engineered and produced it, and frankly played quite a few of the instruments. Here's the way the process would work. I'd be like, I'm inspired to work on, okay, I'll give you a good example. One of my favorite tracks is called Smart People Recycle, right? And I wanted to make it this crazy montage of sound. Of loops and collections of sounds, but I wanted it to have a real thumping kind of bass beat to it. So I brought that into Jimmy and I said, so what do you hear? And he started picking out instruments that he thought we needed. We needed to bring in Kelvin Holly, and we needed to bring in a horn section. Muscle Shoals is known for its horns. So we brought in a horn section. And when we got to the very end, I was like, wouldn't it be cool if I could get people that I know from around the world to say Smart People Recycle in different languages. So I think we have like 12 of them. We've got obviously Spanish and German, and we've got Pashtun, we've got I think Hindi, Arabic, a whole bunch of others, and they're just saying Smart People Recycle, and it all just blends really nicely together. And the bottom line is I just want people to hear the music and enjoy the music and almost sort of soak in the back of their consciousness these ideas that I want to share, the idea that we need to work with the natural world rather than against it. I mean, like you played Green Lightning. That's just my tribute to Tesla, but I didn't want them to sue me, so I didn't say, to their Tesla's electric car, and so I just made up a fictional electric car.
And of course, I immediately thought of the track from the Grease soundtrack. What is it? Greased Lightning?
Grease Lightning, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And of course, you were an early, in terms of our generation, Beatles fan, so the idea, the Smart People Recycle track is, it reminded me of some of the avant-garde sort of stuff that you hear going on the White Album. And we'll listen to another little bit of a track here, as we head to the next break, and coming back, Steve, we'll talk a little bit about how folks can get their hands on the Green Album. You're listening to the Mike Malloy program. talking with Steve Trash. And we will be right back.
I got a pocket full of money that I won't share. A shiny car and some sexy hair. $1,000 suit with a devil's tail. Ain't it cool that I'm too big to fail? I'm smiling inside while I lie to you. I brag about my triple. I was born on third base. Just us rats out here winning the race.
Hollow man, hollow, hollow man, hollow, hollow man.
Hi, True Seekers. Kathy Malloy here with a little beauty secret I discovered accidentally and now can't live without. It's Calendula Lip Balm from our very own Helen Hollers. And while it's wonderful on your lips, it's downright miraculous on your wrinkles. I know you're wondering how I first used lip balm on my wrinkles. Well, I ran out of my expensive nighttime eye cream and I was desperate. After only one night using the Calendula Lip Balm under my eyes, I could tell an immediate difference. After a week, the results were stunning. People ask me if I had a chemical peel or laser treatment. Now I'll never go back to those pricey, chemical-laden products again. This all-natural organic salve only contains four ingredients and only costs $4 a jar. And a jar has lasted me over 6 months. I cut my beauty routine, budget, and my fine lines by 80%. Visit HEALIN-HOLLARS.com or click on their ad at MikeMalloy.com and watch the years disappear for pennies.
Hey, True Seekers, Organic Blue Tribe Coffee comes in four smooth, delicious varieties, and each shade-grown batch is harvested and roasted locally in the Chiapas Mountains of southern Mexico at an elevation of 7,000 feet for the ultimate cup of indulgence every time. You won't find this premium coffee anywhere on the shelves of your local market or megastore. Blue Tribe Coffee is grown with sustainability in mind, and the local farmers get to keep more of their profits than with other premium roasters. Even better, each bag of premium Blue Tribe Coffee is beautifully presented in generous 1.1-pound packages, about 6 ounces more than the skimpy 12-ounce bags you find in other shade-grown brands, so you get more of what you love. And they are now available for purchase in single bags, or purchase three or more bags and they ship free. Support a responsible advertiser who has thrown his support behind our program. Use the word Truth Seeker to get a special discount when you visit BlueTribeCoffee.com/Malloy or click their ad on MikeMalloy.com and enjoy the official coffee of The Mike Malloy Show.
Unexpected reactions to smart financial decisions brought to you by FeedThePig.org.
Well, I finally did it. I improved my credit score.
You're kidding, right?
No.
How are we supposed to be the bad boys of electro-synth pop if you're out there being responsible? The band is about to be discovered. This is our year.
Yeah, you've been saying that for a while now.
You think anyone in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame was worried about their credit score?
I never really thought that.
Of course they weren't. Rock stars aren't supposed to think about that kind of stuff. We're supposed to think about how many guitars we've smashed, write aggressively sensitive power ballads, start questionable fashion trends, tragically break up and blame creative differences.
All right, just... I thought maybe it was time to take control of my finances, you know? Start using a budget. Get out of debt. Set some goals.
A budget? Debt? Set some goals? Listen, I knew that we'd have our creative differences, but I was hoping they'd involve a little more scandal.
When it comes to financial stability, don't get left behind. Get tools and tips for saving at feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
My name is Dale Pazinski. I'm 19 years old, and this is how I live United. I've always been kind of a computer geek, and I found a way to use those skills to help the homeless in my community. For people facing hard times, computer skills and a basic resume are so important. It may seem like a small thing, but it makes a huge difference in people's lives. So with United Way, I created a program where I work with the homeless. Together, we go through their whole job history, write a resume, and then save it on the very own USB drive. We provide workbooks and training certificates. I even budgeted for cupcakes so we can celebrate as a class when one of our people gets a job. That's huge. When somebody says, "Hey man, that job that you helped me apply for, I got it." That's what Living United feels like to me. My name is Dale Pazinski. I help people achieve financial independence. So I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live united.
Go to liveunited.org, brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to The Dog Show. Up next, we have Satchmo. Satchmo is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right, a group known especially for their couch-snuggling, ball-chasing, face-licking, tail-wagging, backyard-hanging, and, of course, companionship.
And what breed would you say Satchmo is?
I'd have to go with maybe a lavish terrier-hound chihuahua-looking kind of mix.
Tremendous dog.
I'd also like to point out Satchmo's coloring, a white, gray, brown, black brindle, simply marvelous.
You know, it's such a treat to watch a dog like this.
Now, let's see him in action.
Look how he makes eye contact with his person.
That's actually known as the treat stare.
How intuitive. And now he appears to be excitedly turning in circles.
Ah, the happy dance, so common with this group.
And finally, the loving face lick.
It's great how he just gets in there and, well, licks.
Fantastic. But really, the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Satchmo is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
A single ember from a wildfire can travel over a mile. It can ignite and destroy your home and even your community. To that ember, all those branches hanging over your roof might as well be giant matchsticks ready to spark. The pile of dry leaves and twigs clogging your gutters are the perfect kindling to start a fire. And all those debris piles and brush around your yard, which you haven't taken care of yet, are pure lighter fluid, ready to ignite. There are some fire hazards that aren't clearly marked, and they can impact you and your neighbors. Learn to spot them, because your home is better protected from wildfire damage when your whole community is prepared. Visit fireadapted.org for more tips on how to get started adapting your home and community to wildfires. A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Yeah, I couldn't resist that one. 26 minutes before the hour, I'm Bob Kincaid. This is the Mike Malloy program. And I'm talking with Steve Trash. And just now, this is just for fun. And I bet Steve will get a big giggle out of this, too. If you go over to my Facebook page, and you'll have to dig around a little bit, but Bob Kincaid, just like it's B-O-B-K-I-N-C-A-I-D, Bob Kincaid on Facebook. If you dig around through the photos far enough back, you will find an old and grainy black and white photo of three high schoolers wearing military uniforms, khakis, and in the midst of remonstrating with one another. Two of those individuals are Steve Trash and me. And it was a million years ago, and it was the tea house of the August moon. And that's how long Steve and I have been friends. Steve, I know you've seen the photo. I know you remember the whole evening. There was a little magic that took place. Now, there's that word again, in the Shoals area. You talked about working with the Muscle Shoals sound musicians. You know, they've got enough Grammys to bury the lot of us. That must have been absolutely thrilling.
Well, you know, I will say something about that, but that is true. One of the things about growing up in Northwest Alabama and the Shoals is I do believe that artistically there is an impulse that in the community that says if it's theater, follow it. If it's music, follow it. If it's art, follow it. Now, I'm sort of all of the above. You know, so I did set out on sort of a unique path, you know, to make sure that my entertainment always had a green tint to it. You know, and working on the Green album has definitely been like that. But, yeah, I mean, and the cool thing about working with these professional musicians has been none of them are stuck up, and they could all be stuck up if they wanted to be. They could be real jerks because they performed on all of these great big records. I mean, Bob, I literally had David Hood play live with me last year at Earth Day. He actually played some of my songs. And, you know, Kelvin Holly, who toured with Little Richard for years, he's now the lead guitarist for the Amazing Rhythm Aces, all of those guys have played on the album, that played with me. The artistic community here is pretty supportive. In fact, one of the musicians here said, you know, you ought to talk to Chuck. He's the co-founder of MNN. And I was thinking, Chuck, who's Chuck? And then he said, you know, Chuck Lavelle. And I went, yeah, I know Chuck Lavelle, the Rolling Stones keyboardist. So long story short, we sent a copy of my little album, the Green Album, to Chuck. He loved it, thought it was terrific, gave us a nice little quote, and said, you know, I hope you really make things happen. Because the goal of this little Green Album is to simply have 11 really fun, listenable tracks, and let the eco ideas soak in. You know, I'm not going to beat you over the head with those ideas, but let them soak in, and most of all, make it a disc that the family could plug into the CD player and everybody could agree on the tunes, you know. Plug them in, listen to them, because there's some kids' music that is really, really horrible. And
yes.
You know what I mean? And it's like really grating, and it's no fun for anybody to listen to except for the three-year-old, right? So our criteria on this for Jimmy Knott, the producer, we would say, look, the song's not finished until it's something that we like, you know? And to be honest, Jimmy and I are both Beatles fans, so I do appreciate your compliment or saying, you know, that it sounded like sort of the loops and things, because that was really my initiation into sonification, you know, layering layers and layers of sound. In fact, the one best compliment we got on Smart People Recycle is somebody said it sounded like a Frank Zappa song. I was like, oh, yeah, okay, I'll take that. That's a good, and that also has horns on it.
Oh, absolutely, and I heard REM in Hollow Man that we played a couple of minutes ago.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately or fortunately, my voice sounds a little bit like them, so it sounds like I'm trying to imitate them, but I'm not really.
No, you can't help it.
I grew up really. Yeah, I grew up listening to them. I mean, Murmur is one of my favorite albums, you know, so they're a great, you know, they're a really good band. And so I would say for, you know, for Mike's listeners, for your listeners, if you guys are looking for maybe a neat little stocking stuffer, or what we found is it makes a great teacher's gift. You know, your kid is required to give a gift to the teacher. You're like, oh, my gosh, what are we going to get the teacher, like an apple or a candy?
Right, because you can't not.
You can't not, right? It's bad manners to not do it. So we've even got deals. If you go to steeptrash.com/music, I've even got deals on there. Like if you buy more than one, I think we get the price down to like $9 a piece or something like that. It's $2 for shipping no matter how many you buy. Because the main thing for me is I just like getting the music out there. And frankly, I'm proud of it. Prepping for the show tonight, I listened to my album again, and I actually found myself tapping my foot along to my own tune, and that's kind of a positive thing.
Oh, absolutely, and I can testify to the fact that it's really listenable in an automobile, and everybody can pretty much agree on it. And yeah, there's toe tapping that goes on. There's singing that goes on as quick as soon as you get the lyric, you get the melody. It's just a whale of a lot of fun. So steeptrash.com/music, and folks will be off and running. Let's talk a little bit, Steve, before we get to the next break. Let's talk a little bit about obviously cold weather has set in even in the sunny South. So I presume you're not touring right now.
I've got shows in Las Vegas this weekend. I live in beautiful downtown Frog Pond, Alabama. But here we've had a really clear fall, and I have a 21-panel solar array in my front yard. And on beautiful days like this, we're making, during the daytime, obviously, we're making more power than my home requires. Now, I'm still hooked up to the grid, and frankly, I did that on purpose. I wanted, my supplier is a Southern company, it's Alabama Power, and I wanted to make them go through the motions of understanding what it would be for me to feed back to them. So I do lose a bit of money by feeding the power back to them, but I am a provider of green energy to that system. And frankly, I'm proud of it. I've got a guy coming out 2 weeks from now when I get back from Vegas to look at even giving me more capacity.
So 21 solar panels, to me, living, as you know, in a place where we blow up the oldest mountains on Earth to get at 6-inch seams of coal to burn to turn into electricity. You know, you say 21 solar panels to me, Steve, and the first thing that passes through my mind is sexy. It just is. It's exciting. It can happen.
Yeah.
On Monday evening, we had another good friend of mine, a brilliant writer by the name of Jeff Biggers, who had an op-ed published in the New York Times this past week, and he was talking about the fact that out in the heartland, out in Iowa, lo and behold, solar panels and wind turbines are cropping up all over barn roofs and farmhouses, you know, out in the heartland where we're told that, well, you know, they're just not much into that. But they are.
That's false. He's absolutely right. I mean, I just came back from Iowa. In fact, I'll show you some video. If you go to my YouTube page, I shot some video of how awesome it was, because they get that if you can make your own power, you are more powerful. And here's the bottom line, and I've thought about this so deeply, because remember, my job is making really, really complicated ecological ideas simple enough so an 8-year-old will understand it. That is my job. And so I think about this nature, how we interface with a thing, and here is where we are. We need to be on a trajectory where we work with Mother Nature's rules, not against them. And there are two basic rules. Number one, Mother Nature works renewably, right? The air, it's recycled. The water, it is recycled. The land, even your body, it is recycled. And the other rule is Mother Nature does not create pollution. It's in a closed system. So the pollution that Mother Nature creates is then swallowed up in the system. So don't create pollution and work renewably. And those wind turbines and that solar power, that's moving in a direction of renewability. And technically, solar energy is not renewable. But if you do not reduce the amount of energy available to you when you consume it, which is the case with the sun, then I consider it renewable. If the sun comes back up again, you've got more power. That's not true of any of the fossil fuels.
No, you absolutely not.
Yeah, you're degrading the amount that is available long-term with that. So, I mean, just take the pollution out of it. Just forget about that part of it. But with coal and with other fossil fuels, so the natural thing, and it's even happening in Alabama. I mean, that's what's shocking. This is an extremely conservative state, but man, there are solar. You can't even believe what's happening in Huntsville. I mean, they are racing to be the first net neutral city in the United States, and honestly, I think they're going to do it.
That would be well. I mean, that's the city that sent us to the moon for all intents and purposes. And you know what I'd love to see? They're going to start the climate talks in Paris here very soon.
Yeah.
I would love to see it, it would be awesome if you were in Paris teaching them with your magic a little bit. But Vegas calls, and we'll talk about Vegas, and we'll talk a little bit about the other work you do when we come back out of the break. Here, then, is Steve Trash from the Green Album, Smart People Recycle. This is the Molloy Program.
Hey, True Seekers, Mike Molloy here. Listen, we live in stressful times, and it can get to the best of us. Do you have trouble concentrating because your mind jumps from one anxious thought to the next? Or are you unable to get your to-do list out of your mind? You're not alone, and Insight HT from NovaNutrients.com can help. Insight HT has been the choice of physicians for over a decade to help people manage and work through stressful thoughts and situations with a calmer, more proactive attitude. From the makers of NovaJoint, Insight HT soothes, calms, and relaxes your racing mind and quiets emotions that fuel high tension to help you maintain a healthy emotional balance. Don't wait days or weeks to make a change. Insight HT begins to help you on day one. You can get a special price on Insight HT with my discount code, M-I-K-E, when you visit NovaNutrients.com. Go ahead and share this code with your friends, family, and coworkers, and start living a little easier today.
Peek-a-boo. Peek-a-boo. Smile.
Smile, buddy.
Come on, smile. Oh, honey, he's still not smiling.
Maybe he's not a smiler.
Yeah, maybe he's just not a happy baby.
Maybe he's just being a boy. You know how boys are.
Or maybe he's teething. Oh, poor baby. I think his gums hurt.
Maybe he's just tired.
Or maybe his tummy hurts. He didn't eat that much.
Maybe he's not ticklish.
You think maybe he's scared of the dog?
Maybe he'll outgrow it. Maybe it's a phase. Maybe he just doesn't like smiling.
Maybe he has autism, and we can definitely do something to help.
Maybe is all you need to find out more about autism. No Big Joyful Smiles by 6 months is one early sign. Learn the others at autismspeaks.org/signs or see a doctor today for an autism screening. The sooner it's diagnosed, the better. And it can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Go, Caleb!
Come on, hit a homer, Jesse!
Let's go, guys!
Hey, did you guys know that kids who play sports earn more money when they grow up?
Of course. I knew that.
Hey, did you guys know that kids who read books have a bigger vocabulary?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Wow, jinx. Did you guys know that friendly children have more friends?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's true. I knew that. Did you guys know that winter babies are better at music?
Everyone knows that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's pretty obvious.
Yeah,
yeah.
So obvious.
Oh, hey, guys, did you know that most people think they're using the right car seat for their kid, but they're not?
Huh, I didn't know that.
I'm pretty sure I knew that.
I'm pretty sure you didn't.
Parents who really know it all know for sure that their child is in the right car seat at the right age and size. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat to make sure your child is protected. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Wildfires burn millions of acres each year. And each year, wildland firefighters like Fire Chief James Hall battle to contain them. But they can't do it alone.
A single ember that escapes from a wildfire can travel more than a mile. It can ignite and destroy your home, your community, or more. That single ember can be just as dangerous as the wildfire itself. But you can do something firefighters can't. You can act now to prepare your home and your community for wildfire. You can reduce the risk. Do your part. Go to fireadapted.org.
Get fire adapted. Learn what you can do now to reduce wildfire damage later at fireadapted.org. A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council. Learn more at fireadapted.org.
Ten before the hour on the Mike Malloy program. I'm talking with Steve Trash. You can learn more about him at stevetrash.com. If you want to get your hands on the Green album, just go to stevetrash.com/music, and you'll find it there for your own entertainment, for your gift-giving needs, and, well, you never know what kind, how you might change a heart or a mind, or inform, educate. It's all possible. So, Steve, you said you're going to be in Vegas next week. Where are you playing?
I have a conference that I have worked for the past 20 years, and they always bring me back. The Paris Hotel has a convention center. So yeah, actually, before I kind of giggled, I won't be in the real Paris, but I'll be in the Paris Hotel next week when the big client deal is going on. But yeah, I like Vegas in really small doses. In fact, Vegas does some really interesting recycling of its own water. I mean, they built a place in a desert, so obviously they have to pay attention to that, but behind the scenes there's a good deal of eco work that's actually happening to use resources as well as they possibly can.
So through the I noticed because I follow you on Facebook, and how can other people follow you on Facebook?
I'm Steve Trash. I think I'm just Facebook/Steve Trash, and you can either friend me or you can follow me. I'm all over Facebook. I'm also really into Instagram because I love posting behind the scenes photos. Like I'll be in a theater, you know, and I'll be doing an evening show, you know, or like, you know, I was doing this event in Times Square for Keep America Beautiful, and I was up on the Jumbotron, so I shot a picture of that. So I'm also on Instagram. I'm Steve Trash, so I'm pretty easy to find. I'm also on Twitter, you know, but for your listeners, if you're into the videos too, if you go to stevetrash.com/music, you can see videos that I just put together of my song Really Cool Green Stuff, and there's even a behind the scenes of how we actually made the record, sort of the process of putting the songs together, because they vary wildly. I mean, one song is like an electronic dance music song, and then one song is kind of just flat, straight out rock and roll. And then, you know, one of the songs is just kind of like the Taking a Walk is one of the most popular songs with grown-ups. And I tore, I love to run, and I tore my rotator cuff in my shoulder, and I tore cartilage in my knee, just a freak accident, and my recovery.
I hate it when the freaks do that.
Oh, dude, you know how they are, and they get you in really vulnerable places too, you know. And my recovery was really slow, and so I had this beautiful. My wife and I raise Australian Shepherds, and we're down to only one dog now. And Gracie would walk with me, and so I wrote this song about just the happiness of just taking a walk down a country road. Not nearly as good as a James Taylor song about a country road, but still pretty good.
Oh, I would say. So now you mentioned Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, that kind of thing. Keeping up with social media is a job in itself now. Have you heard of Periscope yet?
Yeah, and two or three of my fans have recommended that I do it. I'm interested. Yeah, I'm interested because it's in little bitty pieces, and I like that. And so, yeah, I probably am going to get into it. I'm pretty sure I already have an account. I just haven't started posting.
That's the thing. I think I've got an account there. Sort of.
I'm never the first adopter, but when somebody says, I think this is where it's going, I'm a smart enough guy, because this is a decision I made a long time ago, is that I would never be a not-for-profit. The way my sort of mind worked when I was this 18-year-old kid was, okay, if you can make it in the commercial world, you've really made it. And so I tried to put all of this stuff together, the illusions, the magic tricks, the entertainment, the eco themes, the trash, and I was like, okay, but I've got to make it in the commercial world. So, consequently, I don't really like the social media stuff, but I stay up on it, and I stay connected with the people that like what I do, because literally, they are our supporters. And so if, you know, like say Periscope is the next best thing coming down the pike, yeah, I've probably looked into it, and it's just a question of time. These days, we're building a new show, and I'm doing all big illusions, and I'm really trying to make them as TV
friendly,
applicable as possible.
Yeah.
Which means you have to do it in really, really small bits. You know, they don't like stuff that's longer than 2 or 3 minutes, and
I can't even say my name in 2 minutes. I mean, that's part of the challenge here, Steve. And so people can look for you if they're following you on Facebook. They can look for you all over the country in the warm weather months, working state fairs and things like that. I know you were up at the Wisconsin State Fair. I've seen a couple of other of your postings. And it's always good to get together with you, Steve, and I thank you very, very kindly for your time this evening. And I hope you have a wonderful Thanksgiving and a very safe trip out to Vegas. And maybe even we'll get to talk soon. And hopefully folks will go to stevetrash.com/music and pick up the Green Album.
Yeah, please do it. Even if you don't buy the Green Album, just let me know you enjoyed my talk with Bob this evening. Bob, you're such a great interviewer. It's always a pleasure to talk with you anytime.
Thanks, Steve. Take care. And that, of course, my dear friend, and even if he were not my dear friend from long years past, he's still someone I would want to talk to, because I don't think there's a lot of work done in the eco-environmental community, but I don't think there's anything more important than reaching out and making young people smile and making them think and letting them be the ones who decide that they're not going to let the rest of us ruin their future. This is the Mike Malloy Program. I'm Bob Kincaid, filling some mighty big shoes. Until Friday, we'll be back.
Truth seekers, boy, by now you've heard my mom and dad talk about how much they are enjoying their new favorite morning refreshment, Blue Tribe Coffee. The smooth, chocolatey undertones of Blue Tribe Premium, the rich aroma of the new Blue Tribe French Roast, and the smoky sweetness of Blue Tribe Espresso. Now, I'm too young to drink coffee, so I have to take their word that it's as delicious as they say. But I am old enough to appreciate that Blue Tribe Coffee is a company with a conscience. Their coffee is grown organically and sustainably, with minimal environmental impact. And because it's harvested and roasted in the small mountain town of Chiapas, Mexico, the local farmers and roasters get to keep more of the coffee profit. Blue Tribe is good for the environment, good for the farmers and community, and tastes good too. Well, so I've heard anyway. Visit bluetribecoffee.com/Malloy or click on the ad at my dad's website, mikemalloy.com, and start your day deliciously.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to report a bear sighting.
Location?
In the forest near the side of the road.
No need for alarm, sir. The forest is where bears live.
But this was no ordinary bear.
No ordinary bear?
Yeah, one second I'm having a smoke taken in the view. Next thing I know, I am face to face with Smokey Bear.
Let me guess, Smokey had a tip for you.
He did. He must have seen me toss my cigarette on the ground. He told me never to do that because it only takes one spark to start a wildfire.
He's a smart bear. Did you know that 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans? That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
That's what Smokey said. I had no idea.
That's why Smokey's famous, and you're not.
Good point.
If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference, because 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Welcome back, Truth Seekers. Hour number three of this Wednesday Thanksgiving Eve broadcast. I'm Bob Kincaid. Mike and Kathy will be back on Monday. Program note, there will be no live program tomorrow, Thanksgiving. Agnes and Ferg and I will be doing Thanksgiving stuff, and I presume y'all will mostly be probably something on, or if nothing else, just sitting back and taking a day away. I like Thanksgiving a lot once you get past the, well, there's no overt religiosity to it, so I feel like we get a little bit of a break. You can be thankful for lots of things without having to fool around with some deity, some great big bearded juvenile delinquent in the sky running around thumping people on the head like little bunny foo-foo. Just enjoy the day, and tomorrow's broadcast will be a best of Mike. Okay, but then back Friday. Oh, Friday we are back live, and I hope you'll be here. I neglected to give out contact information. If you want to reach me, you can always shoot me an email, Bob Kincaid, BobKincaid, @gmail.com. You can reach me on Twitter, @BobKincaid. Do you see a theme developing here? Yes, and I'm Bob Kincaid on Facebook. I'm also, wait a minute, I think I'm Hillbilly Elitist on Instagram. Steve mentioning Instagram reminded me. And many thanks to Steve Trash again. He's a lot of fun to talk to. Okay, so a message here. I have a message from David, founder and owner of Blue Tribe Coffee, which is just delightful. A special hello from Blue Tribe Coffee to all you Bob Kincaid listeners. We've been a sponsor of the Mike Malloy Show for a year now. If you haven't checked out our coffee selections before, go to bluetribecoffee.com and see what we have in store for you. From our delicious premium gourmet blend to our single origin Pocolum selection, not sure what to try? Test the waters with our Blue Tribe sampler pack, which includes our most popular selections. Thanks, Malloy and Kincaid listeners. Thank you, David. Thank you very kindly. All right, then. We had our fun in the second hour. So, back to the swamp, shall we? Yes. Because, well, we may have a holiday tomorrow. But the flying monkeys, they never take one. There's never a moment when they aren't just seething with outrage. And, of course, we know where most of that outrage is directed. And some of you may not know who Rick Wiles is. He sort of popped up on my radar in the last year or so. And, I mean, really, woohoo! Wow. Over on the Horn, during my regular program, back around Halloween, we had a clip from him decrying the demonism that resides in Halloween. Of course, you'd have to believe in demons first. And as Carl Sagan once noted, these people live in a demon-haunted world. This is the world they live in is not in any wise ordered by natural physical laws. Boyle's gas laws, the law of gravity.
It's only a theory.
None of that applies if you're an evangelical fundamentalist. Oh, no. Because maybe that apple that fell and allegedly hit Newton, any minute now, they can right back up into the sky. Just like they're all going to fly into the sky on, as Mike has noted, that great getting up morning when Jesus comes down in his holy rolls and calls them home. Well, Rick Wiles was just he was vexed. He was darn near apoplectic over Halloween a couple of weeks back, and was talking about how he was taking his dog Gator for a walk, and Gator stopped and barked at the big blow up spider on the neighbor's lawn because Gator knew that Halloween and that blow up spider had some demons in him. Mm-hmm. Well, Halloween's over, but the fun never stops if you're Rick Wiles. Oh, no. No, no. Because, well, Rick's going to get him some world war on. Because, see, these evangelical fundamentalist Christians, they're yearning for World War III. Or some sort of world conflagration that will result in Armageddon and the seven-headed dragons and all of that stuff. And the blood will run as high as a horse's fetlock. What, wait, fetlock? What, wasn't that a TV show? Andy Griffith? Never mind. Well, he took to the airwaves of his own radio program, something called True News. And you know who's gonna be the big bad guy in this World War III coming? Oh, sure you do.
I've warned for years that World War III is coming. I can't say that any longer. World War III has started. Historians will look back on 2015 as the beginning of the Third World War. I also believe future historians will record that Barack Obama was the Adolf Hitler of the Third World War, a dangerous, mentally unstable madman who set the world on fire as the zombie-like public sat on their hands and watched.
Can't you just, who are the people who tune into that every day?
Hey, Marveline, Rick Wiles is going to be on in a minute. Get on in here to the Barker Lounger. We're going to hear about that Obama Kenyan Muslim being the Hitler.
Oh. But they do. They're absolutely convinced of it. You know, if Barack Obama's if he's a Hitler, he's not doing a very good job of it. He's a long way off. Oh, that's just because you don't know about the secret FEMA concentration camps under all those abandoned Walmarts out in the west part of Texas. See, they're going to round us all up any day. And if they do, you know, I'll be the guy under the southwest machine gun tower selling cigarettes, okay? God, the stupid. It hurts as us. The stupid is strong with this one. But there's nothing unique about this guy. There's an entire industry that does nothing but this. In an effort to bring back their Jesus so he can kill all the people they hate. In the name of, well, of course, love. Because God is love, y'all. Right? That's not all. Oh, no. Coming up, we got some Thanksgiving fun. Because if you're in the right wing, nobody gets to enjoy a holiday without being accosted by their weird, bizarre, twisted things that pass for thoughts and shake around in the thin gray settlings between their ears that pass for brains. Brains? Zombies?
Pass the dressing and a side of brains, would you please?
Jesus. This is the Mike Malloy Program. It's time for a break.
Stick around. You'll be glad you did. I'm Bob Kincaid.
Hi, Truth Seekers. If you find yourself grasping for words or just feeling a bit foggy, now's the time to support your brain health with E-Factor. E-Factor is a new product from Nova Nutrients and was especially designed by a physician to help keep your brain healthy and active. Testimonials from people who are using E-Factor are starting to come in. For example, quote, I started using E-Factor to help with mental clarity, to focus, and to help my memory. The first day I took E-Factor, I noticed I was much more alert, energized, and able to concentrate better, end quote. Here's another one. Quote, I asked my wife to try E-Factor because she complained about being groggy when working on the computer, and she had the same great results. I know that when I feel more alert, I can be more productive, and that is exactly what I've been looking for, end quote. So, keep your brain in shape with E-Factor. Click on the ad at MikeMalloy.com or visit NovaNutrients.com and be sure to use the special discount code MIKE at NovaNutrients.com. Oh, and love how you feel.
A single ember that escapes from a wildfire can travel over a mile, carrying a world of trouble. It can land, ignite, and destroy your home and community. You can't control where that ember will land, only what happens before it does. With simple things like clearing areas around buildings, knowing community safe zones, and being prepared for wildfires, you could keep this from turning into this. Your home is better protected from wildfire when your whole community is prepared. Visit fireadapted.org for more tips on how to get started adapting your home and community to wildfires. A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hey, this is Reba McEntire, and I wanted to take a moment to talk to you about a serious problem right here in our own backyard. Did you know that there are nearly 16 million kids struggling with hunger in America? That's one out of every five precious children in this country who might not get to eat dinner tonight. But hope is just around the bend, because there's enough healthy, nutritious food produced in this country to put a smile on the face of every last hungry kid. And that's when the Feeding America Nationwide Network of Food Banks steps into the picture. They collect surplus food, engaging their communities in solving hunger and giving hope to the hungry kids and their families. But they need your help. So join me in supporting Feeding America and your local food bank. Find out how you can help at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.
I want to thank my mommy for loving me so much, for taking me out to the park, for reading me books, for
taking me to the doctor when I broke my foot in ballet rehearsal,
for leaving me alone when I wanted to be alone. And
now, as a grown-up, I'm thankful for being able to take care of you, my dear mom, for having the chance to take you to the park, for reading you those books we enjoy so much, for being able to take you to your therapies after you twisted your ankle, for understanding that sometimes you simply want to be alone.
Roles change without us noticing. And in your new role, we help you help. Visit aarp.org/caregiving to get practical health and wellness tips to provide even better care for your loved one. Remember, visit aarp.org/caregiving. AARP, we help you help. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Anyone past the hour? The holidays are a notoriously hard time emotionally.
they come with a boatload of stress quite often. People feel compelled to overdo things or to meet certain self-imposed standards. Somewhere in this country, right now, anticipating the holiday tomorrow, there's probably someone sitting in a closet drinking tequila through a straw because they know what tomorrow's going to bring when they're tea partying, Bible banging, God bothering relatives sit down at the table. Because a right winger will never, never, never withhold opinion. I had a little thing that happened to me earlier today. When I go out and about, I talk to people, and you know, I was having a conversation with a lovely individual at a little restaurant. I was getting something to go. And just out of nowhere, I said, well, your chili is really good. And she said, yeah, but in 2016, we have to stop making it because of Obamacare. What? Yeah. Because, see, we're going to have to send all of our food off to the lab so they can tell us exactly how many calories are in it. And then we have to post the calories on the menu board because of Obamacare. And I didn't want to make a scene. I didn't want to turn it into a thing. But you just stand there with your mouth hanging open, kind of catching flies. Rabbit. If I get going, you know, whoop, and then the roller comes into the parlor, woo, 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 and away I go. Here in almost level West by Cole, Virginia, Stan, the charge would probably be something like not believing that Barack Obama is a secret Muslim bent on the destruction of Appalachia, one bowl of chili at a time. Until you've lived in a place like this, and I know there are truth seekers all over the place, down south, it's a really different thing to live somewhere where hatred just froths at a full rolling boil every day, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 52 weeks a year, 365, where just ordering a bowl of chili and complimenting the chili will get you an anti Barack Obama screed. And it's never, you know, I wish he wasn't so warlike, or those drone strikes sure are awful. No. He's ruining our dinner. I mentioned the little doc in a box that I go to. I went down to have my cholesterol checked a few months ago. And the woman who, you know, she put the band on my arm and got the rig out, and oh, that stings a little bit. And so she's drawing my blood at the same time telling me that, well, that Obama's going to try to make homosexuals out of everybody. And I just, what? Yeah, he's a Muslim. You didn't know that? No, I didn't. How do you know it? My preacher told me. Because, you know, the preacher would, well, never lie. Right? But it's everywhere. It's an industry, and it starts way, 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 way up on high. And it trickles downward. If you live in a progressive state, you have my absolute envy. If you live in a place where you don't hear that all the time, if you live in a place and you're a religious person and you can wander into a Unitarian fellowship or some other sane, semi-sane outfit. I'm jealous. Now, why don't you move, Bob? Can't. But I am. When I travel, I get out to semi-normal places, and I just look around, and I... So this is how the other half lives. And then I come back here, and... Well, it's that Obama. Right? It's a lot of fun, believe me. It makes for a good story. Enjoy the chili before Obamacare takes it away from you! This is the Mike Malloy Program. I'm Bob Kincaid. Stick around.
Hi, Truth Seekers. It's Molly Malloy. I have a secret to share. I'm a mosquito magnet. If there is a single lonely mosquito in a 10-mile radius, it will find me. Sadly, this attraction holds true for gnats, biting sandflies, no-see-ums, and pretty much any irritating flying insect. And it's so hard to find an effective insect repellent that doesn't contain a bunch of nasty chemicals that might cause who knows what kind of scary problems for me in the future. But there's one all-natural product out there that keeps me bite-free all day long. Summer Scent Insect Repellent from Heal & Hollers. It's called Summer Scent, but it works just as well in the fall, winter, and spring. It smells great, too. Well, I guess the bugs don't think so because they steer clear of me when I put it on. Try it for yourself. Visit healin-hollers.com or click on the ad at mikemalloy.com to keep the bugs at bay the all-natural way.
Hi, Truth Seekers. Kathy Malloy here. Have you joined the club? The coffee club? Blue Tribe Coffee is now offering a coffee club so you can get your favorite coffee delivered each month at an even greater discount than before. This delicious organic shade-grown coffee is grown responsibly at a high elevation in the Chiapas Mountains, and because it is harvested and roasted on-site, the local farmers and community receive a greater portion of the profit. Visit bluetribecoffee.com/coffeeclub and select either the 2 or 3 bag repeat order option, and it ships free. Each delicious bag of Blue Tribe coffee is a full 17.6 ounces. And for a limited time, Coffee Club members will have priority access to their special Maragohapi elephant bean coffee. You have to taste it to believe it, Truth Seekers. Don't wait until you run out of coffee. Join the club. Support an advertiser who is supporting this program by visiting bluetribecoffee.com/coffeeclub today.
It may be hard to believe, but people just like you are already saving money. FeedThePig.org makes it easy. Their simple savings plan teaches you how to start saving without going overboard. So you don't need to ditch the car and start rollerblading to work.
I look ridiculous.
You look ridiculous!
You don't need to start foraging wild berries.
I was skeptical, but these are actually pretty good.
You don't need to sell your organs on the black market.
Lie back. This is gonna hurt.
Yeah, that hurts.
You don't need to rent out your apartment to drifters.
I made a fire with the wood in your bedroom.
That's my dresser!
And your closet door.
You just need an internet connection. Don't get left behind. Start your personal savings plan with the tips and tools on feedthepig.org. That way, you don't need to sell all your belongings and live in a commune.
These dungarees belong to all of us now, Tom.
Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Dad! Come on! Over here! Look at this, Dad! Over... Whoa.
The moment my son saw a redwood tree...
It's huge!
...is the moment I knew that for him...
You can't even see the top of that thing!
Even the sky has no limit.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire... Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go, like hiking, biking, fishing, or camping. Or do your own thing when you get there with family and friends. Your moment is out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've accidentally cut your daughter's bangs unevenly. Do you A, line things up a centimeter from her hairline?
Man, oh man, oh man, oh man, oh man!
No, sweatbands are so hot right now. Everyone's wearing them, like that basketball player and that other basketball player.
B, get spiritual.
Mom, where did all the mirrors go?
A reflection could never capture our true selves.
Huh?
Beauty is within.
C, look on the bright side.
Less time blow drying, more time texting.
Or D, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have
Ta-da! Twinsies!
I kinda love it. As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
This is Nnamdi Asamoah. I play football for the Philadelphia Eagles, but what I do off the field with United Way might be more important. I'm a volunteer tutor and mentor. Why? Because over a million kids a year drop out of school, and that's not okay. It takes 12 years to create a graduate, but it takes about the same time to create a dropout. And the difference between a child becoming one or the other could be me, or it could be you. Studies show that if we get to these kids earlier, their chances are better, and kids who read well by third grade are more likely to graduate. So join me in United Way. Suit up and take the pledge. Become a volunteer reader, tutor, or mentor. Because when a child succeeds, we all succeed. Give. Advocate. Volunteer. Live United. Take the pledge at unitedway.org. Brought to you by United Way, the Ad Council, and the National Football League.
That one was on me, not on Agnes. Sorry. That was what I wanted. It wasn't what I initially got. No, big thanks going out to Agnes. She started out, my lovely wife, producing me when we started the horn 10 years ago, and came back into it for this little adventure, and has done a stunning and yeoman-like job. So, thanks, dear. Thank you very kindly. Oh, and this, just my own little idea, my own little version of a PSA. Maybe there's general agreement on this. Maybe you already know this. Probably do. I mean, this is one of the smartest radio audiences in the world. But when you do, can we get consensus on this? Can we get agreement on this? Please. I guess there's some people out there that don't love dressing. I'm not one of them. Our recipe probably goes back more than 100 years. There's probably people's recipes go back 200. God only knows. You know, dressing's basically a savory bread pudding of sorts. But there are those, and it does not help that when you make it out of a box, it says stuffing mix. Please, please, don't put anything inside the turkey. Please. It's a great way to pick up some really, really nasty foodborne illnesses, because inside the cavity of the turkey, you may never reach the necessary temperatures to kill pathogens. Make it with turkey broth, absolutely. But bake the dressing over on the side in a different pan, or maybe around the bird, but for God's sakes, not in the bird. You don't want to be at the ER after the tryptophan kicks in. No. So it's dressing, not stuffing. Not that I'm giving orders or anything, but really, and it's going to be so good. Now we'll all be nice and burned out on turkey by Friday, Saturday. You know, after the cream turkey, the turkey soup, the turkey sandwiches, the turkey hash. I always, for years, made turkey. Well, I called it turkey carcass soup. After the turkey had been picked clean, and that really didn't take too awfully long, just take what's left over, put it in boiling water, cook it, make a broth out of it, and then start adding stuff to it, lentils, corn. I guess this is the food porn segment of the program. And they had, over there on Fox News TV, Radio Rwanda, because it is, they had their own version of food porn recently. Now they've got a woman of color there, and she's part of their team from another one of their programs, but her name's Harris Faulkner. And so they did this segment where the idiots were going to watch her make a peach cobbler. And she talked about how, well, yeah, not just for the holidays, not just for Thanksgiving, but, you know, in the summer I'll make it with fresh peaches and I'll add some strawberries. And, you know, quite honestly, it sounded good. And Emery and Marvelline and the Barca loungers there, hey, why don't you ever make one of those for us anymore, Marvelline? Now, Emery, you know you can't handle it, not with your sugar diabetes that way. But as with most anything on Fox News TV, Radio Rwanda, things can go sideways in a straight-up hurry. And that's what happened. So there's Harris Faulkner, and she's putting her... They've got the crust already laid in the pan, and if that was a handmade crust, I'm the czar of all the Russias. No. So the crust is in the baking dish, and she's layering in the peaches and talking the strawberry, blah, 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 happy talk, TV. And then out of nowhere, this goob, this Brian Kilmeade, looks at her and says, and remember, Harris Faulkner is a woman of color, and says, do you make Kool-Aid? I'm not going to make you suffer through the clip. Trust me. No, thank me. Never mind the trust. You can thank me. But I played it earlier today during prep. And Agnes was sitting here, and she's what? What did he ask her? Do you make Kool-Aid? And her response was almost a mirror image of Harris Faulkner's response. Because she said, do I do what? Yeah, make Kool-Aid. She said, I don't make Kool-Aid. Because, see, Brian Kilmeade, I'm sure he thinks himself quite the diversity and multiculturalist kind of guy. So somewhere along the way, someone has told him, hey, Brian Kilmeade, you know that all those people drink Kool-Aid. They just love their Kool-Aid. Professional broadcasters. Really? I mean, these clowns are making $500,000 a year. For your Thanksgiving feast, do you make several big jugs of Kool-Aid there? I mean, we know your people love that stuff. Oh. Why does he equate Kool-Aid with the black community? I drank a ton of it as a kid. It, and the red stuff, you know, the really good stuff with the red dye number two. And yeah, what? No, no, mother, can I have another cup? Yeah, please. But me, I think about Kool-Aid, and somehow or another, I think of that great big jug of Kool-Aid character bursting through a hut wall in Guyana. And Jim Jones, and because, well, your Fox News TV, Radio Rwanda, that would be your Kool-Aid drinkers. Oh, yeah. But one more thing, just in celebration of sorts of the Thanksgiving holiday. This. I said earlier, the stupid is strong with this one. And it is. And again, from Fox News TV, Radio Rwanda, and this is a special brand of dumb. They had their discussion of Thanksgiving, and they were put out with John Oliver, because I guess he took these right wing refugee Syrian haters and did what he does so well, that is, verbally eviscerated them. And over there, no, it didn't play, and they were going to put the big brains on display. Oh yes, absolutely.
Sides of the aisle are raising alarms about taking in thousands of Syrian refugees without being able to properly vet them all. British TV host John Oliver delivered a diatribe to counter those concerns, making a bizarre connection to pilgrims.
Every generation has had its own ugly reaction to refugees, whether they are the Irish, the Vietnamese, the Cubans, or the Haitians. And those fears have been broadly unfounded. In fact, there was only one time in American history when the fear of refugees wiping everyone out did actually come true. And we'll all be sitting around a table celebrating it on Thursday.
Wow. Well, I don't know. I think Oliver should be thanking the pilgrims, because without the pilgrims bringing religious freedom here, we wouldn't be bringing in all these Muslims, right? Right? And, it's also funny. First, the refugees, they compare them to orphans. Then the refugees are tourists. And now they're just little old pilgrims. Why even vet them? They seem so safe.
It is always interesting to listen to a condescending British person tell you about colonialism, because the British were so much better at colonialism than the pilgrims. And plus...
She did. She said that. The British were so much better at colonialism than the pilgrims. Oh, sister, the pilgrims were British. The British are coming. And this is why, if you spend any time at all with what they do over there, as Mike has noted in the past, your brains will begin to leak out of your ears. And that won't be corrected. There was no stunned producer in her IFB in her ear going, "Hey, sis, no, the pilgrims were..." What does she think they were? Well, they was Merkins. They was Merkins from Merca, the greatest country in the world on earth now, today, forever, indivisible. Amen. Yeah. They was. Liberal British. We'll be back.
This is Mike Malloy. Being a kid today isn't easy. If you have kids in your life, you need to know about an innovative product from Nova Nutrients designed to help them succeed. Visit novanutrients.com and learn more about Potential, the only scientifically formulated chewable children's multivitamin patented for behavior, learning, and academic performance. Potential provides active vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants from whole foods like superfruits and berries. It's the only kids' vitamin with an advanced form of vitamin K2 that helps build strong, healthy bones. What it doesn't have are additives, colors, preservatives, and sugars found in most mass-market kids' vitamins. Objective test results in one 11-year-long classroom study showed the potential made a significant impact on standardized test scores. Teachers love it, and kids say it tastes great. So give the kids you love every advantage with Potential. Get a special price on Kids Potential with my discount code MIKE when you visit novanutrients.com. That's novanutrients.com.
It's Thursday night, and you're grabbing drinks with some friends. Started off with a pitcher for the table, which quickly becomes two. There's pool. And there's the photo booth.
All right, everybody, squeeze in. Say cheese!
Followed naturally by an order of wings. And another.
Can we get some extra ranch sauce?
Then there's the ceremonial nightcap.
So what are we doing this weekend?
And lastly, it's back to the car, which, if you're buzzed... could be the most expensive night of your life. Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
I'm a millennial.
I'm a millennial.
I'm a millennial. And I'm sorry. We're self-centered. We're entitled and immature.
And we're super sorry about that.
If only we could be more like our parents.
Yeah, the baby boomers. You guys were great.
60s counterculture. Psychedelic drugs. You tried your best. You insisted we all go to college, and now we're the most educated generation in American history. 90% of the jobs created since 2009 are part-time. But let's be honest, we just don't like hard work. Oh, and we're really sorry about messing up those two wars you guys started. Sorry so many of our friends died.
We're really sorry we suck so much.
I mean, it's not like we jacked up college tuition prices or...
destroyed the manufacturing industry.
Started two quagmire wars.
Gutted the unions.
Destroyed the global economy. And left our offspring with an environmentally devastated planet stripped of its natural resources. So on behalf of all the millennials, we'd like to apologize for being so terrible. From now on, we're going to be just like the baby boomers. You nailed it.
Do you think you won't be able to make your next credit card payments? Or have you already missed a few payments? Have you thought about getting one of those quick loans to make up those payments? At Family Financial, we firmly believe that replacing debt with more debt is not the solution. We are a nonprofit organization that for more than 20 years has helped thousands of individuals like you eliminate their credit card debt. If you qualify, Family Financial will contact your creditors to establish an affordable payment plan, negotiate lower interest rates and minimum payments, bring your accounts current, and stop those annoying collection calls, saving you thousands of dollars in interest. Our certified counselors will work for you, not for the creditors. Why wait until your debt gets out of hand? Call Family Financial now. 877-789-4167. 877-789-4167. 877-789-4167. 877-789-4167. Not available in all states. Results may vary. Not a loan company.
Minutes before the hour, once again, 3 hours take wing and fly by. I'm Bob Kincaid, and I hope you are enjoying this as much as Agnes and I are. So, here in the last few minutes, just a little story from our merry little tribe. Every family has its holiday mythology, things that get passed down in a sort of Homeric oral tradition. This is ours. Back, 13 or 14, maybe 15 years ago, It was the night before Thanksgiving, just like this. And our kids, who are all grown now, weren't. If you've ever seen the Disney animated film Hercules, you might recall that there were a couple of imps in the movie, servants of Hades, and their names were Pain and Panic. Those became the informal, the little nicknames that we used with our two youngest, my son, who will soon be 20, and our youngest daughter, who is 18. I enjoy a little bit of holiday drama. I like to Christmas shop on Christmas Eve, and you've always forgotten something before the Thanksgiving feast, so away we went, 15 miles across the New River Gorge, over to the local grocery store that is not Wally World. I try to stay out of there. And we started, and it was cold. We had a lovely day today. It wasn't very cold at all, but it was much colder, and Agnes was wearing this long black leather overcoat that I had bought her at a previous Christmas. She looked kind of matrixy, really, when you get right down to it. Beautiful, but matrixy. And so we, you know, in the grocery store, they wind you through the fresh vegetables and the fresh fruits and everything, and then you, and then lo and behold, you're right there at the meat case. I mean, they get you right through into the expensive stuff first. It's very direct. It's very much planned. And we got through the fruits and vegetables. We got down past the frozen foods and the soups and stuff. And I was pushing the buggy, and our eldest was walking along beside me. And we had one commandment: stay with the group. And so our eldest and our next eldest, our two daughters, were behaving delightfully. Ah, but Pain and Panic. They took off. There's something about the long straight aisles of a grocery store that just compel children to do wind sprints. And they were, you know, I want this and I want that. And Agnes, who brooks no dissent, kept corralling them back to the buggy, corralling them back. Stay with the group. Hold my hands, and they'd get away, and so this went on for about two aisles of the grocery store before Agnes's patience came to its bitter end, at which point she declared, "That's it. That's enough. We'll be in the van. The girls are being good, Daddy. They can stay with you and grocery shop. These two are coming with me." And she proceeded down the aisle, one child by the hand on each side. And just as they got up to the cash register area, our youngest, Doodle, declared, "Let go of my hand, you mean lady. You're not my real mommy." As loudly as she possibly could. Agnes continued on out of the vehicle, on out of the store, through the doors, out to the parking lot, and into the van, where she began the business of strapping them into their child safety seats. Well, you know, you work at the grocery store, you hear that, and you can't ignore it. So, lo and behold, in fairly short order, an older member of the local constabulary and his young protege showed up, pecked on the glass. Agnes rolls it down. "Ma'am, We had a report of a child abduction. Are those your children? Oh yes, officer. Yes, they are. But really, no. And I mean, by now Agnes was not a happy woman, and she stuck her arms out the window and said, "No, really, take me away. Three hots and a cot. I'm game. They're really my children." And showed him ID and all of that stuff. And the older police officer chuckled a little bit and said, "Yep, there are your kids, all right. Well, thank you, ma'am. Sorry to bother you." The young cop was, "Well, are you sure?" Older cop said, "Yeah, I'm sure." And they went away. Eventually, I got out to the car. And I looked at Agnes and said, "What's wrong?" And I got absolute proof that something was horribly, horribly wrong when she said, "Nothing. I'm fine." But it went on to be a merry Thanksgiving the following day and a joyous feast, and as so many of them have been. And I certainly hope you all have a happy day tomorrow, whatever you do and however you celebrate it, or even if you don't. This is the Molloy Program. I'm Bob Kincaid. Good night, y'all. Keep it lit.
Hi, Truth Seekers. Mike Molloy here. You know, the weather's getting colder, which leaves us vulnerable to the cracking, chafing, and itching of dry, irritated skin. Fortunately, our family has found a natural solution to this uncomfortable condition from Helin Hollers. Two solutions, actually. Lemon hemp cream and whipped shea mint cream. The whipped shea mint cream is also an excellent deep conditioner for your hair and dry, itchy scalp. It's a much better dandruff treatment than the expensive commercial chemical concoctions cooked up in a lab. Helin Hollers is a little home-based business in the Ozarks, not a corporation. Each batch of these creams is handmade using organic ingredients they compound themselves, so you can be sure of their purity and quality. The good folks at Helin Hollers are committed supporters of this program and are committed to producing the best herbal products to serve your health. Visit Helin-Hollers.com or click on their ad at MikeMolloy.com and enjoy soft, smooth skin all winter long.
I wasn't prepared to be a caregiver to Mom, but a little over a year ago, we realized she couldn't take care of herself without our help. And, well, how could I not be there for her? I had no idea how hard it would be, and just what I would need to know. Things I never thought of, like how to improve her mood and, even for me, ways to stay positive. Luckily, I found the Caregiving Resource Center from AARP. It had articles about the basics that got me started, but also information about the hurdles I was facing in this new role. I could even connect with experts and hear from others who had been in my place. I know this road we're on isn't an easy one, but I'm really happy to have the extra help for her and for me. Caregiving Resource Center at aarp.org/caregiving. Articles, tips, and tools to help you both care for your loved one and care for yourself. This message is brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.